Welcome to the Student Housing Insight Podcast, where we are putting you in touch with the people who bring student housing to life. This is a special Behind the Biz episode where we go one-on-one with the businesses that sponsor this podcast and service the student housing industry. In this episode, I interview Steve Carter with Carter Young Incorporated. You know, I don't care how low your delinquency is, everyone ends up having a resident or residents that leave your community owing for damages or unpaid rent that ends up becoming bad debt. Steve and his company have built a platform on recovering bad debt for student housing providers. They've taken the time to really understand the student customer as well as the guarantor relationship and developed a tactical strategy for collecting those balances. A little bit of background on this interview, and let me first apologize up front for the background noise on this interview. I did this recording in Athens. I was recently there in Athens, Georgia, and asked Steve to meet me. His office is just outside of Atlanta. And so I asked Steve to meet me there at a location off of Millage Avenue. If you know anything about Athens, Millage Avenue has a lot of traffic, especially during the daytime. And I thought it would create more ambiance for our talk, but I think it just created a lot of noise. But we got most of it out, but not all of it, and you'll definitely pick it up. You know, I imagine most of my listeners have worked with or know of Carter Young. So I focus a lot of this interview on, you know, exactly what it is behind the biz, how Steve got started, what's kind of surprised him the most about the student housing industry during his tenure in it, which is going close to 18 to 20 years now. And so we talk about that, and we also talk about some of the best fried chicken in Georgia. So. And if you don't know Steve and you're looking for someone to help you and not just help collect those debts, but also to help train your people on how to collect debts before they become bad debt, make sure you listen to the end and get Steve's contact information and give him a call. All right, guys, I'm pushing play on this. I hope you enjoy the episode. Steve, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Wes. Glad to be here.
Well, I want to say thanks for sponsoring the episode. It's quite humbling to create something like a podcast that one, people listen to and at least tell me that they're enjoying it. But it's even more humbling to have folks come to me and say, hey, I think you can help me grow my business. So, thanks for that. So, Steve, you and I have known each other for several years now, but for the audience that doesn't know Steve Carter and Carter Young, tell everybody about what Carter Young does.
Sure. Well, Carter Young is a diverse collection agency. We partner with student housing groups to collect on non-performing delinquent accounts. As a result, we're a vital part of the student housing management company's revenue budget.
Yeah, and it goes way beyond just collecting that debt after somebody's moved out, because at least with my history with you, you won't say this, but I'll say it. There's a lot of collection agencies out there, and I've used quite a lot of them, but you guys we're about the relationship and not just the communication part of it, but really working with the site staff. In that education process of telling them how to take care of this on the front end before it ends up becoming an issue.
Sure, sure.
Both with, damages from move outs as well as, an eviction that we have to go through. So for that, I thank you, and I want to make sure that the rest of our audience knows my perception or knows my feeling about what it's like to work with you and your firm. If you will, though, go ahead and tell us a little bit about the firm and the background with student housing that you guys have had.
Sure. Well, we have been servicing the student housing industry since 2000. We're coming up on our 18th year. And we're licensed in 33 states. We represent a multitude of student housing, conventional housing, as well as military in those 33 states. And you're right.
The states that you're not in, is it just so everybody knows, is there a region of states or is it specific states because of laws?
We will conduct business. We will grow as our clients grow. We don't have any properties in Idaho and, you know, some obscure states, South Dakota. It's just, there's not a need to do business.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yep. We're coming up on our 18th year. We've been at it since 2000. And I appreciate you saying that about the relationship that we had, because there is a lot of competition out there. And what are we going to do to bring to the table? Well, this is my 31st year in the business, and I still work in the front line, in the trenches with my frontline people. I love to train. Our clients owe it to themselves to collect as much as they can in-house before it's placed with us. We're always going to have plenty of business. And one of the things that I enjoy, and I think our clients enjoy it, is the boot camp training that I provide on collection technique. Yeah. A lot of times you have a lot of new people on the on-site team that are new. They don't necessarily know how to manage expectations. So it's kind of like therapy for them. We provide them also the same technique that our collectors are trained on. So it's very useful information. And yeah. It's very helpful for them to collect the accounts in-house before they're placed with us.
Yeah. So, Steve, when you're meeting somebody for the first time that's asking about your services, what's kind of the elevator speech that you give to get those
sure.
guys?
Sure. Sometimes I like to have a little fun with them. They'll ask me what I do for a living, and I'll say, well, I'm in manufacturing. And they'll say, well, what do you manufacture? And I say, money. and I give them a long pause. They look at me like I'm a bank robber. But actually, I am a second generation owner operator of Carter Young, and there are many days that I think the business owns me. And as the owner, my operating philosophy is I have zero interest in becoming the biggest agency in the industry. It's our mission to form lasting partnerships with leaders in the student housing space. Place Properties gave us our first break in 2000, and they're still with us. Another great partner, Peak Campus, they brought us in 2011, and we're still together. We really do value the long-term, lasting relationships we have. We truly are a relationship-driven service company. And my approach, I have many approaches, but I'll narrow it down to two, to servicing the industry is unique, and it's twofold. One, as a licensed private detective, I transfer that very same mindset to our collection staff when training. To locate residents, most agencies are limited to online databases, which can be a useful tool, but oftentimes the information is obsolete and may result in that account reaching a dead end. Through our proprietary training program, we take it a few steps further. Carter Young is going to replicate those PI skills. And as a result, we're able to consistently produce accurate resident location information. We ask questions that get more than just a yes and no answer. Better information is going to produce more contact, and at the end of the day, it's going to produce a higher return for our clients. If you can't locate, you can't liquidate in the student housing sector. The second part, from my perspective, consumers are still suffering from the economic hangover, and as a result, they're still underemployed with limited disposable income. And for us to appeal to the challenged consumer, we take more of a solution-based approach when contacting the consumer for payment. And I have found that by presenting the resident or guarantor with acceptable choices, it brings them to the table and empowers them to be more part of the solution. And this approach ensures a win-win-win for all parties involved. It protects our client's image in the community and gets the account in the paid column in that ledger.
Tell everybody kind of the origin story.
Well, I don't know anybody in the industry who back in high school and career day said, hey, I want to be a debt collector. According to my dad, who started his agency back in 1971, he said that I played on the carpet. Probably back in 71, it was Harvest Gold, Harvest Gold. While mom did the typing and he made the collection calls, we truly started on a bologna and cheese budget. Fast forward, I graduated from high school. I started working in the family business and cut my teeth collecting on conventional housing properties.
Oh, cool.
I've stayed very active in various apartment associations, and I've had the good fortune of getting introduced to some outstanding people in the student housing space who've been very supportive.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, your company's why. I know that it extends beyond just student housing, but I think it's important that everybody kind of, you know, that our audience understands that.
Sure. Our why is pretty straightforward. As a service provider, our success is solely dependent on helping our partners in reaching their financial goals. If we can achieve that, my company will grow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I think so many companies out there really kind of miss that whole help yourself by helping others. And you guys certainly embrace that.
You've got to add value.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So when it comes to your business, what's, in that being on the collection side, what surprised you most about student housing?
Sure. Well, dealing with...
I love when I ask that question, everybody kind of snickers or laughs.
It's an interesting business. I've once heard that for every 1 year in conventional housing is 7 years in student, like dog years.
Yeah.
But for us, in dealing with both the student resident and the guarantor, we wonder sometimes who's parenting who.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we get a better response contacting the resident. With regard to the industry, it amazes me how intertwined the people who work in the student housing sector are. It's like they've been part of a collective hostage situation.
I tell you, man, it's been, you know, incestuous isn't the right word, but it is. It's everybody knows everybody. You know, I won't ever forget. With the previous company I was with, we were doing a retreat and asked you to come in to do the boot camp. And two or three of our managers knew you from previous companies and you know, loved the fact that they finally got to meet Steve Carter. I bet you there's probably not a student housing company that doesn't have some employee that has
right.
worked with you guys at some point in time.
That's exactly right. Thank you.
So again, you know, back to working on the student housing side and with those clients and those debtors, what's been the biggest pain point that you could share with people to say, you know, our job could be easier if, as well as your job could be easier if. What are those pain points?
Sure. Well, the collection industry is a target defendant. We are under significant scrutiny by plaintiffs, lawyers, and government entities. So compliance is a critical part of our operation. Accelerated rent would be the one I probably would hang my hat on. It's been a rock in our shoe for some time.
Really?
Yep. Accelerated rent can cause a legal risk for all parties involved when it's not handled properly. As rent, as you know, Wes, you can't charge double rent. I would like to see the software providers out there develop a mechanism that alerts the on-site team of when a unit, when a unit has been re-rented and requires them to update the resident's final account statement.
Yeah.
And as a result, it's going to update the agency at the time the unit's re-rented and not several months later. We have an obligation to report accurate data. There's an expectation of that, as well as collecting debts where the balance is a legitimate amount.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, talking about the double rent, you know, some states allow you to accelerate, some don't. Obviously, if you can, you know, if you live in that state, you want to do that. But I don't know of a single state that allows you to collect double rent.
Correct.
You know, unless if you're set up like a extended stay, I think there's some provisions that allow them to get away from that. And I have seen some student housing operators that set up their agreements there. Instead of having a lease agreement, they'll have some other type of contract agreement. And, you know, that gets them out of that. But yeah, if there's any of our software friends that are listening to the podcast, that is definitely a huge feature that I think everybody can get on board with.
We stepped into the student housing sector 18 years ago, right at its infancy. And, you know, the court systems still think in a conventional way. They don't understand the student housing model. So even today, we're having to educate the court system. It's an uphill battle for us.
Yeah, I can imagine. So, you know, as I mentioned earlier, there are a lot of competitors that are in this space that are begging for those accounts. You know, I mentioned the relationship is, and when I say relationship, you know, I think a lot of people may interpret that as, what is it that you're doing for the C-suite, or what is it that you're doing for, you know, a specific property owner? But it's really that holistic approach that I've experienced with you guys. But, you know, tell us from your words, what do you feel like sets you guys apart?
Sure. Well, our staff, we don't have staff turnover. You know, coming from a second generation environment, coming from a family business, everybody that works at Carter Young is an extension of our family. And as a result, we don't have turnover. We don't have a revolving door. And the end result for our client is higher recoveries.
Yeah. I can definitely attest to that because there were, we even had a deal where it was a property in a market that had some issues with not former residents and their balances, but getting into that February, January time frame of when they're waiting for financial aid disbursements and those kind of things. And we wanted to make sure that we were being proactive on it so that these students didn't go out and spend all their money on things that they didn't need to. And we didn't have the bandwidth. And I remember reaching out to you and saying, hey, Steve, you know, I'm just going to go out on a limb here. I don't know that anyone's ever asked you this, but, you know, is there some additional help that you guys can give us either from, you know, an administrative standpoint or making phone calls or whatever? And a couple of the people that you had, you know, kind of assigned to the project had been there for well over 5-6 years. And that is, and they were frontline people. They weren't people that, you know, they weren't partners of yours. They were frontline people. So that's very impressive.
Wes, I appreciate you saying that. You know, we're not competing to be the big box collection vendor of the student housing sector. You know, our clients expect a greater return, and they want their residents treated with dignity and respect. And I like to think that we deliver on all the above.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Steve, I appreciate it. And again, I appreciate you not only taking the time out to drive a little ways to meet me today so we could record this in Athens. But also, and you are based in the Atlanta area.
We are. We're in Conyers, east of Atlanta, about 25 miles.
Yeah. Yes. And I've been to downtown Conyers, just so you know. I had to pass right by your office.
Sure. We're actually in the old Coca-Cola building right on the corner of Main and Elm Street.
So I met a former employee of mine, a good friend of yours, and that we both know, but I won't speak out on the podcast. There's a little family restaurant that's right there, close to maybe a couple blocks from the courthouse.
Okay.
And that was some of the best fried chicken I've ever had.
I know who you're talking about. Outstanding yeah. place. Yes.
Yeah. Well, again, thanks for sponsoring the podcast. What's just for our listeners that are able to write it down now because they can't look at the podcast notes or whatever. What's the best way for them to get in touch with you about
sure.
your services?
Phone or email would be great. Again, the company is Carter Young. It's Carter-Young Incorporated. Our office number is 678-995-4242, extension 1. Email is steve@carter-young.com, or feel free to visit our website at carter-young.com.
Perfect. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you.